Beyond Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Friday edition of the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is also the Christmas edition, as this will be the last podcast episode before Monday's Christmas holiday. And this is also the Oh My edition, as tonight I'm mourning the loss of Dick Enberg, a Michigander through and through. Armada native from Macomb County and a CMU Chippewa, one of the greats, sports broadcaster Dick Enberg. So rest in peace to Dick. This is Matt Shook, your host, and you can find me on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, and then another underscore after that. Follow us on the Locked On Pistons podcast Twitter account as well at Locked On Pistons, the Twitter handle right there. And I've been following the Pistons my whole life and covering sports as a sports writer throughout the country for my entire career as well, a CMU guy as well. So Dick Enberg was real close to my heart. It's always good to have guys from the Detroit area, guys from CMU, enter the global stage and the sports world and doing it big. So we're thinking about Dick today, and we will over the Christmas holiday as well. I had a chance to meet him one time as he signed a book for me, his book that he wrote about stories that he has told over the years. But the Oh My saying will be the one that you'll be hearing a lot over these next few days as people tribute another wonderful man along the same vein of Ernie Harwell and all the other Vin Scully and some of the other sports broadcasting greats that get talked about all the time. But for the Pistons, we're going to be looking ahead to the New York Knicks, who the Pistons play on Friday night at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit, and also the Indiana Pacers, who they will play the night after Christmas as well. We're going to talk a little bit about them. And as we won't have a Christmas pod, we'll also be giving out some of the Christmas gifts. You guys reached out on Twitter with some ideas of Christmas gifts for the Pistons. But speaking of Christmas gifts, how about this one? Wide receiver Roy Williams, Rodney Stuckey, Herman Moore, and Darko Milicic. What do those guys have in common? Well, they are all hanging in the closet somewhere at my parents' house in Royal Oak. Authentic sports jerseys are expensive, and they have a short shelf life. The season you finally invest in one, you know that guy is getting traded soon. But there's no better gear than jerseys to wear to the game, to school, or for basketball jerseys, even to the beach. And if you're going somewhere warm this winter in the Virgin Islands, we'd wear jerseys to the beach all the time. Rep the Squad is the answer for all of this. Like old Netflix, it's a mail-in subscription service, but for authentic sports jerseys. It's genius, and Detroit is one of the initial markets. Along with Denver, LA, the Bay Area, and Seattle, these guys think Detroit fans will come through. Switch between your favorite styles and stars whenever you'd like. Stafford's gray jersey from the Bears game, Slay in Honolulu blue, Drummond, Reggie, old school Isaiah, the teal Grant Hill jersey, they're all on there. New jerseys arrive at your house fresh and clean in 2 or 3 days. Cancel anytime, and it's a great gift idea for the Christmas holiday as subscription gifts are available. The perfect gift for the sports fan in your life. Use the promo code LOCKED for 2 weeks free, LOCKED. Again, promo code LOCKED at the website repthesquad.com. Support this pod and enjoy this fine product, the perfect holiday gift for the sports fan in your life. Detroit basketball! So let's talk about these New York Knicks, who are no longer the lowly New York Knickerbockers. A big home win on Thursday night against the Boston Celtics lifted the Knicks to 17-14. That's right, tied with your Detroit Pistons and the Washington Wizards for sixth place in the Eastern Conference standings. Kristaps Porzingis missed a couple games, but he was back on Thursday, and he was awful at Madison Square Garden against the Celtics. Get the win anyway, despite him scoring 1 point in 23 minutes on 0 of 11 shooting. Got to figure that that was rust, but maybe that knee injury is lingering a little bit. He said after the game that I'm looking forward to tomorrow night to bounce back, so the Pistons should be ready for a motivated big man from Latvia in Kristaps Porzingis. But you know who wasn't awful is Michael Beasley. Yes, that Michael Beasley from Kansas State, and who's made journeys across the NBA in and out of the league. Almost a decade after it was expected, Michael Beasley is now having his NBA breakout. No one ever doubted his talent. In the last three games, he has 30 points, 23 points, and then 32 points on Thursday night against the Celtics in a big national TV win for them. Just can score in a lot of different ways, and will now have the Pistons attention as going into that one. And he's another one of those big versatile guys that the Pistons could have problems with. They don't have a defensive stopper along those veins, although maybe Anthony Tolliver will play a little bit more minutes than usual to confront Michael Beasley, who's coming off the bench for the Knicks as of now. Hard to believe that the Pistons and other teams are now having to game plan for Michael Beasley, like I said, about a decade after we figured that he might be an impact NBA player. It's an interesting team, for sure. The Knicks are now. Enes Kanter and Doug McDermott came over in the trade from the Thunder for Carmelo Anthony. They're playing well, both of them. Tim Hardaway Jr. of the University of Michigan, he's out right now until after Christmas. It should be an actual tough test for the Pistons, though. Hardaway is going to be it was a free agent pickup in the offseason from Atlanta for the Knicks. A lot of people believe they overpaid for him, but he's had a lot of production in the backcourt. But like I said, out for a little while now. The Knicks are in full rebuild mode after the post-Phil Jackson era. He was fired over the offseason by the ownership group and all, James Dolan and some of the other lieutenants in New York. But they've brought on Scott Perry, a familiar face for Detroit Pistons fans. Scott Perry was one of Joe D's lieutenants, along with John Hammond, that built the going-to-work Pistons leading to the 2004 NBA championship. So a familiar face that's trying to reconstruct some old magic and work some moves to try to get the Knicks back to where New York basketball fans believe they need to be. And the early returns are strong in New York. We're going to talk a little bit about the Pacers and some of the other challenges the Pistons have up ahead as well. But if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44, then your company should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Pistons is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 to 44. So if you want men 18 to 44, this is your spot. Plus, our rates are reasonable. So email me at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes!
Couple notes I wanted to pass along. First of all, a programming note. It's Christmas on Monday, so we won't be having a Locked On Pistons podcast episode then. Tuesday, I'm not quite sure about. We'll see how my weekend comes together in terms of traveling and downtime with the family and whatnot. But we got the Indiana Pacers on Tuesday night at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. And I know you're going to be thinking about the NBA basketball lineup on Christmas Day, as there is some lulls in family time, I know, and sometimes it's better to be watching the game than maybe listening to some of the relatives. Sometimes I can relate to that as well. But the Pistons are not playing on Christmas Day. They're not quite that marquee status yet, but the games begin at noon on Christmas Day Eastern time. The 76ers will be at Madison Square Garden to take on the New York Knicks, followed by the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors at 3 o'clock as the games shift from ESPN to ABC for a triple header kicked off by probably no Isaiah Thomas, probably no Stephen Curry, but a lot of great players, obviously. Cavs in Golden State at 3 o'clock. 5:30, the Washington Wizards will be playing at the Boston Celtics. And then 8 o'clock, the Houston Rockets at the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then on TNT, the Minnesota Timberwolves will be playing at the Los Angeles Lakers to wrap up that game. And I believe that the game is going to be carried, it's on TNT, but I believe it's going to be covered on play-by-play and everything by Ernie and Charles and Kenny and those guys. So I think that they're going to do something new and put those guys in during the game. Should be an interesting watch, especially if you've had a long day of Christmas and family and whatnot to kick back with those guys. Always fun. But another note that some of you might be interested in, the Pistons are 6-point favorites on Friday night against the New York Knicks at home. And then, like I said, Indiana coming in town before Friday, tonight's game against the Knicks. The Pistons entering at 1.5 game behind the Pacers going into that game tonight at home against the Knicks. It's just a huge logjam right now. We got Cleveland, Boston, and Toronto separating themselves from the rest of the Eastern Conference right now. Those guys are the top three teams. And then from 4 to 10 all the way down to Philly and Miami, who are outside of the playoffs right now, that just a huge logjam with Indiana, Milwaukee, Detroit, New York, Washington, all those teams kind of vying in there. And I think it's going to kind of be a dogfight for a little while as the teams kind of shuffle themselves up back and forth and figure out, you know, who the best teams are in that group. And along those lines, the Pacers coming into Tuesday's game against the Pistons, we'll be playing on Saturday night at home against the Nets. So it's not like they're going to be coming off a crazy back-to-back or anything like that. So an interesting note to keep an eye on. A good read I read today, and I wanted to pass along a couple of notes from that as well. Keith Langlois of Pistons.com, who was a writer for the Oakland Press when I was growing up and now has moved over to the team side and also to the website side. He's a beat writer for the team. he's a guy that you must be reading as a Pistons fan. He is very informative. He was not afraid to kind of needle the Pistons a little bit. I got to give the NBA credit. They're hiring a lot of those old beat writers. Sam Smith of the Jordan Rules fame of the Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan era. He wrote the book, literally, on Michael Jordan. And he does the same thing for Bulls.com, does a lot of mailbag type things and really insightful stuff. So a lot of the NBA websites are turning to some of the veteran writers and unleashing them a little bit, not micromanaging them and not putting them on total control. As Langlois said in his article, he mentioned how Stan Van Gundy was talking about the East versus the West and mentioned how Van Gundy passed along that the East is actually has a better record than the West in games against each other right now, 101-93 in favor of the East, according to Van Gundy, going into the game against Dallas the other night. So I know the Pistons didn't help out the Eastern Conference's advantage in that one. But Keith goes on to talk in the article about how teams like the Miami Heat have played easier records, and the New York Knicks along with are one of them too. They've played 19 of their 30 games at home, and they're 2-11 on the road. So another thing that the Pistons have in their favor on Friday night against the Knicks is that the Knicks don't travel very well at all. And that the Pistons, as we've talked about a little bit on this podcast, they've played one of the tougher schedules in the NBA. Number 6 according to ESPN.com and number 5 according to TeamRankings.com. And although they got a tough stretch with a lot of road games coming up here, 7 of their next 11 on the road, Langlois passes along that later on, it gets a little bit easier. They'll have 23 of their final 41 games at home, and 22 of 41 of those will come against the 14 teams currently outside the playoff field in the NBA. So better times could be ahead for the Pistons as you look ahead and look to the schedule going forward. But we got some Christmas gifts to pass out to some of the Pistons, as some of you guys reached out to me on Twitter and talked about what you would give your favorite or least favorite Detroit Pistons players, coaches, media members, Locked On Pistons hosts, whoever, coming into this holiday season. And since it's Christmas, I asked some of the Pistons fans out there and Locked On Pistons listeners to contribute some of their Christmas gifts that they would give Detroit Pistons coaches and media members and other people. Fluffy Sock Ninja on Twitter said, a gift that they would give the Pistons is a coach that makes the other team adjust to his team's strengths rather than always the other way around. It's an interesting theory floated as Stan Van Gundy has been moving around the starting lineup a little bit, brings in Anthony Tolliver to the starting lineup now and had that game where they put him in for LaMarcus Aldridge on defensive purposes. But yeah, it's a pretty good point. You mentioned how it never seems like Stan Van Gundy's the one who's making the moves that the other team has to adjust to. So it's something interesting to kind of keep in mind. But if you have some others, hit me up on Twitter at Locked On Pistons, the handle there. Some other news from Thursday that broke about the nominees for the 2018 induction class into the Basketball Hall of Fame. The Basketball Hall of Fame isn't just an NBA honor like it is in other sports. It's also a college basketball Hall of Fame as well. The women are in there. The contributors are in there. And, of course, there's the architects and the wings about history and the ABA. And there's a specific committee that deals with African-Americans pioneering into the sport and whatnot as well. A lot of Pistons all over this list. A lot of Detroit people all over the list of possibilities to go into the Hall. The headliners for the 2018 seem to be Jason Kidd and Steve Nash, and some people are throwing Ray Allen into that group as well, as far as the first-timers that are entering their nomination process into the Hall of Fame. So those three are guys that are on the list, and other first-timers include some Pistons faithful, as Grant Hill is on the list, in addition to Richard Hamilton and Chauncey Billups. Those guys are possibilities for joining the Basketball Hall of Fame. Really, Grant Hill, Rip Hamilton and Chauncey Billups, they could be right on the border and going up against each other for some of these spots. Really, I could see Grant Hill's interesting because he had such a famed college career. He had such an impact on the sport early in his career. And then we know about the injuries that derailed his career as it went on. Still a contributor now, being on television and everything like that as well. But like I said, an iconic college basketball player for that Duke team, that's going to help him a little bit. And I really actually think that might put him over the top against guys like Rip and Chauncey, who had more distinguished and probably better and more accomplished NBA careers, including the NBA championship that those guys won for the Detroit Pistons. But Grant Hill is just maybe more of an iconic figure in the basketball world than those other two guys. And maybe voters will take into account the career that Hill could have had if he didn't have all those ankle problems as well. Interestingly enough, Rasheed Wallace was not among the players nominated. He was eligible, but did not make the first cut of players who make the list. Guys who are already on that list were Ben Wallace, Chris Webber, and Pistons assistant coach Tim Hardaway. So those guys are holdovers that could be moved on to the next round as well in the voting. And another new local is Coach Steve Fisher, who coached the Michigan Wolverines and then moved on to San Diego State and said, such an outstanding career at the college level as well. So those are names to keep an eye on if you are a Pistons or Detroit or Michigan sports fan. The All-Star Weekend, they will announce the finalists for 2018, and then the nominees and honorees will be named at the Final Four in early April as well. But like I said earlier, what you should be focused on right now is finishing up that last-minute Christmas shopping. Go to repthesquad.com, the new sponsor of Locked On Pistons. I want to thank them for coming on board. I'm really excited to have them, and I think this is a great product that you guys should jump on the opportunity for. It's a mail-in subscription service for authentic sports jerseys, so the real nice expensive ones, Lions and Pistons. Go visit their site, repthesquad.com. Check out their catalog of jerseys. You can get one for week 17 against the Packers. Send it in. A couple nights later, you're going to a Pistons game. Get your Drummond jersey. Maybe you're going to go to the beach and you want to have the Grant Hill teal throwback jersey from back in the day. And all you got to do is pay the monthly subscription fee, and you can have all the jerseys and make it look like you're LeVar Ball or something, a big baller brand guy who's got all sorts of money and throwing him around. But all you're doing is paying that monthly subscription fee, and you're not stuck with old jerseys from players who have moved on, or maybe they were the second pick of the 2003 draft and you bought their jersey thinking that they might have a great career, and now they're getting into UFC fights on obscure YouTube clips, and you're hearing weird stories about them as time goes on. I don't know, maybe you know someone like that in your life. But use repthesquad.com, become a subscriber, give it as a gift for this Christmas for the sports fan in your life as well, and use promo code LOCKED for 2 free weeks of a subscription. And again, thanks to those guys, and you should support repthesquad.com, and also follow those guys on social media. Show your support, as we're looking forward to having those guys on board for a long time. But Merry Christmas, everyone. This has been your final episode before Christmas of the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your host, Matt Shook. You can follow me on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Follow us on Twitter on the Locked On Pistons Twitter account as well. Visit LockedOnPistons.com. And we will talk to you guys next week after Christmas. Enjoy the holidays, everyone.